have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
And you're down for the count. You feel like life has thrown you blows, and God ain't been around. But I've come to encourage you to hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now, inner life. You are a winner, you just can't lose. Overcame more than a conqueror, Jesus in you. You are a winner, you are born to win. More than a conqueror, power within. You are a winner. Somebody's saying to me now, you just don't understand. No, I understand you very well. Where I've been, so I come to encourage you, pull you up by your hand. Know that God is in your corner now, just accept this His plan. And you are a winner, you just can't.
Yes, yes, you are a winner. WWWOMEN. WWW, we win, you are a winner. My God. It's Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. I'm Loretta Petit. It's Thursday, and we're thankful. We give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor for this blessed opportunity where we can share positive vibes, positive vision, and a positive voice. Hey, listen, we're going to go right to God in prayer. We always want to invite God in, give him full control. We want God to be glorified. Amen. And thank you for tuning in. Let's pray. Father, we come now to say thank you, Lord. We honor you and we bless you. We magnify your name in our good days and our not so good days, God. When we're feeling up, feeling down, feeling in, feeling out, we just want to say thank you and hallelujah to your great name. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity over the airwaves to connect with others across, oh God, this nation. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for the wonderful producer, Miss Kimmy Kim. Lord, bless her and her endeavors, her family. So God, we thank you for the Elation family, God. We thank you for every person that comes to you in their own way, Lord God, using the gifts that you gave. And God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for those who join us on Friday night, so God, in the clubhouse as we go from ashes to beauty, from testimony to testimony, from word to word. God, we thank you. We give you praise. It's awesome how you do what you do. Hallelujah. I'm just so glad to get some drops to fall on me. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, amen, and thank God. Again, WWWOMEN, WWW, we win, we win. It's Women Winning at Life, y'all. It is indeed, and it is the Loretta Petit Show. I'm Loretta Petit, your host, and I am emanating from the beautiful city of New Orleans, the Crescent City, where it goes down 24/7, 7 days a week. There's always a party to be found. And if you don't find one, you just always have the opportunity to create one of your own, and you build it. You build that party out. Somebody's going to come. I'm just letting you know. And I don't mean bad parties. I mean, you know, hey, we have Holy Ghost parties. Absolutely. And don't you dare forget it. So listen, on today, I want to just give just a little bit of insight to what we talked about in the clubhouse on last Friday. I was talking about comeback ability. It was considering bouncing back, talking about bouncing back, giving you the inspiration to get back up again, to get back up again. Dust yourself off and get back in the game. You know, and COVID, it was just so powerful for 2 years, and we just got knocked down, knocked out. We got knocked out of the things that we were doing and the things that we were about and, you know, stirring up our gifts and, you know, volunteering and blessing people and helping people and, you know, pulling our female girl women groups together, our marriage groups together. You know, the guys were pulling their guy groups together. And, you know, we were fellowshipping. So we got to get back. We got to come back to that. So I'm going to share a little bit about comeback ability, things I didn't get to share on Friday, and maybe just touching on a few things that I did. But before that, current events, what's going on? What's going on? Well, today is June the 2nd, and today was considered Leave Work Early Day. Did you guys know to tell your boss, today is Leave Work Early Day, I got to go. I need a little bit of time off to observe this day. Bosses don't care. Just kidding, right? But when we look at current events, we're inside now of checking out, observing, and some of us are truly enjoying the little bits and pieces we're getting from the Queen's Jubilee. She has reigned for 70 years. My God. For 70 years, Queen Elizabeth has been on the throne. That's amazing. And that's amazing. I think her life story is just amazing to me. I love reading, hearing about, and, you know, following her story. Because as a young woman, she gave up the thrills of young age to be there and to reign in her dad's stead. It's amazing. It's just amazing. So 70 years she's been on the throne. It's a 4-day event. And today was day one of her Platinum Jubilee experience. And the little bits and pieces our news reporters are giving us, I think it's just awesome. I love it. It's different. You know, we don't have kings and queens in this country, but it's just amazing to, I guess, see a monarchy after reading about this in history, our history classes about kings and queens and all of that. We get to see a live one, you know. We may not understand everything she does or doesn't do. We may not understand what authority she has and what she doesn't have. We may not understand any of that stuff, but it's just so intriguing to just watch, right? And a lot of our friends that may be from Canada, they really fall up under some of that rule, and they still hold her high in esteem. So it's a beautiful thing. She has governed herself very well. She has been above reproach in the public's eye, you know, and things of that nature. So she's been really a great role model as it relates to how to handle yourself in public, right? She's done that well. You have to give her her props. You know, we're quick to take away props, but we've got to give her her props for that. So that's one of the things that's happening in current events. Also, on a darker note, you know, some of those young people that were killed in that school shooting have been laid to rest, and we're still praying for those families. I pray that you look outside of yourself and continue to pray for those families. That's a hard, hard, hard pill to swallow, and not to mention the crime that's happening in all of our local neighborhoods. But that one, that was a big, 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 big deal. And did you know there was another mass shooting on yesterday? Tulsa Medical Center, four people were pronounced dead, and then the gunman turned the gun on himself and killed himself. What's really going on? I know we look at mental illness, and this is a true thing, but also we have to understand that the spirit of the enemy is running rampant, and he's doing all sorts of things, getting into people. None of us are safe from the evil of this world. We know that God is with us, you know, whether we're here, whether we're there with him. But many of the afflictions of the righteous, so we've got to understand that. Don't think because you serve God a bullet won't hit you. But you can pray that God would be a shelter around you. But God also relies on us being aware. So we can't say, oh, God's got me, I'm not going to be aware. We have got to be aware. We've got to always obey the law of the land and, you know, the things that we do, being aware of where we park, being aware of, you know, curfews, being aware of Center for Disease Control, whatever they say we have to do. So when it comes down to people shooting and all that, we can't always know it's going to happen. We don't always see signs because we walk up too late to get the signs. You know, all we can do is trust that God is going to cover us and keep us and do our best to be alert, and to be vigilant. That's what vigilance means. It doesn't mean, oh, I'm just going to let God handle it. No, God says you be vigilant. We've got to be vigilant. We've always got to be watchful. We've got to watch even in the spirit. That means that we've got to discern. We've got to discern if something's going awry. And if something's going awry, we don't turn a deaf ear nor a blind eye. If something's going awry, we get out of the line of fire. And yes, we pray, but we get out of the line of fire. So we've got to be vigilant as well. And if it so happens anything happens to a believer, we know that we have a home on the other side. But we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to think like that. But we just have to put it out there. As believers, we think we've got a great life over here, but it's going to be greater still. The Bible tells us so. Okay, so trust, have faith, and you're going to be here as long as the Lord wants you here to continue your assignment, and same for me. But we've got to be vigilant. Amen? Remember that. And we want to pray for those families that were affected with the Tulsa Medical Center incident. In retrospect, we definitely want to let all of you that were saddened when Memorial Day got here, as you thought about your loved one who lost their life in war, we definitely want to lift you up and pray for you as well. And then coming up this month, it is Father's Day, June 21st. It's Father's Day. If you still have your father, somebody shout glory, hallelujah. If you still have your dad with you, that's a beautiful thing. Shower him with love. And I know I don't have to tell you how to love on your dad, but if you're in a strange relationship, make your way back and love on your dad, because you can get to your dad. Some kids can't even get to their dads, okay? So happy Father's Day in advance. If there are any gentlemen that's tuned in, I wish you the very best of days. Amen. If you're just tuning in, it is the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. If you'd like to send me an email, please feel free to do that. Send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. LorettaReviews@gmail.com. If it bounces back, send it again. I'm constantly cleaning out that mailbox. But thank you so much for even being interested in communicating, because I'm interested in communicating with you. So let's talk about comeback ability. I use that topic, I know, because the more familiar topic is bounce back, right? Bounce back. The Bible says in Proverbs 24 and 16 that a righteous man may fall 7 times, but he gets up 8. So that principle right there tells me that God never wants us to be down for the count. He never wants us to find a place of comfort being down. He never wants us to say, well, I tried and it didn't happen, so I'm not going to try again. No, you get knocked down 7 times, you get up 8. It simply means if you got to try your thing over and over and over again, there's a lesson every time you try. There's a lesson every time you fall. Just always pray this prayer, friends. Father God, help me to get the lesson. In the name of Jesus, amen. Always ask God to help you to get the lesson. We go through what we go through for purpose. We don't go through what we go through to have our eyes closed. We go through what we go through for purpose. So always ask God to help you to get the lesson. So when the scriptures tells us that we don't fall like a wicked man, he may fall and he's down, you know. He may give up. He may throw in the towel. But the Lord wanted to distinguish us from that and say, you know, get back up again. Get back up again. You know, get back in the game. So for me, pre-COVID, you know, I was doing women workshops and I was doing seminars. I did a lot of speaking in different venues and, you know, a lot of preaching, even at my home church. And other people's as well. It was a, you know, a lot going on. And so now to build myself back up to that former glory, so to speak, it's going to take work. It's going to take a lot of work, because now, you know, situations, people's predicaments have changed. And so, you know, online has become the order of the day. Online has become the order of the day. Can I get it online? Can we do it by Zoom? Maybe even Skype, you know. Can I find it on YouTube? You know, the order of the day. We have gotten a little bit more lazy, a little bit more comfortable. We don't want to leave out our homes to do, you know, anything almost. We even order our groceries and let the people that we're ordering it through pick out the cuts of meat for us, to pick out the best potatoes out the bunch, to pick out the best fruit out of the bunch, because we don't want to go back out. And yes, COVID is not over. We're still fighting this battle. Please be clear on that. We're still fighting this battle. We still have what they call long COVID situations, and we still have new cases that develop. So no, we're not out of the woods, but things have subsided so much that we can see some normalcy again, some resemblance of normalcy. And, you know, some people really never stopped working. They kept working all the way through. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. And I pray that many blessings are bestowed upon you, because your employer wouldn't let you stop working. wouldn't let you stop coming into the office. God bless you. Even some churches, God bless y'all. Y'all never stopped. You know, y'all never stopped. And even if you stopped, your pastor kept going. God bless you, sir. God bless you, ma'am. But in the interim of it all, you know, we felt it. We felt the gravity of this situation. Many of us have lost loved ones, good friends, neighbors. It's been scary because we never knew who was next. We never knew, were we in the line of fire, so to speak, for COVID. So, you know, God bless all of you that may have gone through a devastating bout with it yourself and you bounce back. God is good all the time. So when we talk about comeback ability, it's talking about let's try and get back to the things that were meaningful. Now, it may not be the exact same things, but if you volunteer to help, you know, in a facility like a Ronald McDonald House and you never got back to it, do that. If you volunteer to help entrepreneurs and you never got back to it, try and get back to it. Do something. You may not have the same amount of time. You may not have the same amount of energy. You may not be able to drive as much because of these gas prices, but still try and go back to something and give something back. Our lives really are not full and fulfilled until we are giving something back. People think, you know, they're good, they're locked in tight in their big, beautiful homes, and, you know, they drive their wonderful cars, and they've got a bunch of money in the bank, and they're doing good. But a lot of them have this emptiness inside, and that's sometimes because they're really not connecting to God. They may have been saved, but they're not discipled by God. They're not following the Lord. They're not following the word. So they have this little spot of emptiness inside, and then they're not giving anything back. There is a fulfillment. There is a joy in giving back. There is a joy in helping someone who needs that help. And many times, helping people can't really give anything back to you. There is a unique joy that the Lord has packaged within that. So we want to come back to doing the things that we had once put our hands to doing before, you know, everything stopped, before just about everything stopped. We want to be able to get back to that, get back to serving, get back to supporting, get back to showing our love, demonstrating our love by being a part of helping somebody get on their feet, helping someone to get into society, to live, you know, a normal kind of life, not a subnormal life, but a normal kind of life. And when I say subnormal, people don't have a place to sleep except outside in the elements. People don't have a place to eat except that food services show up and offer them, you know, food sometimes that, you know, we may not buy if we have the funds, but it's enough to sustain them. So, you know, we want to be able to see, can we help a life? Comeback ability is about getting back to life, getting back to living, getting back to doing what God's called you to do, stirring up your gift and using it for the kingdom. When we talk about kingdom, we're not just talking about hopping and jumping in church. And I don't have no problem with that because I hop and jump in church too. I shout to my Lord and I wave my hands, I clap my hands, I do my little shout, do my little step. I do all of that, you know, because it's according to how we feel in the spirit at the moment. But I want you to know the true work of the Lord is not in there getting your feel. That's for us. But when we walk out those doors and we start to touch lives, that's for them, and God gets the glory. So, you know, let's be about it. Come back to your place of strength. Come back to your place of giftedness. Yeah, come back to that place of calling. That's what comeback ability, you got the ability to come back because God has given you that ability. He never said, you know, find a comfort zone and hang tight. He never said, find a comfort zone and hang tight. You know, the Bible tells us to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Then he goes on to say, your labor is not in vain. Hey, hello, your labor is not in vain. We couldn't work for a better boss than God. Amen. So let's not get so comfortable with ourselves and with our lives, but let's come back to that place of calling. that place of giftedness and that place of strength. Let's get back up again out of this COVID mess and find out what we can do with the restraints that we have. We don't have full restraints like we had before. We have some leeway now. What can we do effectively to touch another life, to be a blessing? Is it buying diapers and giving it to a diaper service that's servicing the community? Is it trying to help the mothers to find their baby formula? Because that's been almost extinct. Polo babies getting sick because mamas are trying to feed them with substitutes and their little bodies can't handle it. So let's pray about that situation. Let's find somewhere we can put our hands in and help. And because you come back to your place of strength and your place of calling, your place of assignment, your place of giftedness, because you get back up, somebody else have an opportunity to get up. So many times they're depending on you. That's, God has placed them in your view. But if you don't come back, if you don't get back up, then you can't serve the people that God put in your view to serve. Keep that in mind, because God has got work for all of us to do. It is coming to a wind down for me. I hope today that I dropped something in your spirit, that you can get back up again. Don't feel sorry for yourself. God called you, God qualified you, and God has equipped you with everything you need to be successful. I always like to think of it like this. As I climb the ladder of success, I don't want to be on that ladder alone. I don't want to be on that ladder alone. So that means I've got to grab somebody's hand and I've got to pull them up that ladder with me. I've got to pull them up, and I pray that they too reach back for somebody's hand and pull them up the ladder as well. That is my prayer, that we all climb the ladder together, each one reaching one. And by us doing that and getting ourselves together as believers who know better, so we do better, then we can go out and change the life of those who felt like they had no hope, of those who feel like they have no voice, of those who feel like society has forgotten them. We, those who know God, who understand God's word, let's come back to that place of strength, that place of calling and assignment. Let's come back so that we can reach back and be a blessing. I pray you've been helped on today. I'm going to jump on off, and I just thank God for you. Once again, Kimmy Kim, I thank God for you. Don't forget to join us on Friday night in the clubhouse. Look for From Ashes to Beauty. Come join the conversation. Hey, listen, people always know they can join the conversation, but you can. Come join the conversation, because just what we share, we value. What you share, I'm sure is going to be something you value. We want to hear it. We really do. 9 p.m. Central, Clubhouse. Check us out. Come be a part of us and look for us, From Ashes to Beauty. So that's been another installment of Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. May God bless you. May God keep you. This is my prayer. This has been the Loretta Petit Show. I'm your host, Loretta Petit. Until next time, God bless you and bye-bye.
Took me a while to get to this place.